They landed in some kind of clearing, an L-shaped space surrounded by trees. There weren't many serious injuries, but there were enough to keep Clark busy. For nearly an hour, she used torn jacket sleeves and pant legs as makeshift tourniquets and ordered the few people with broken bones to lie still until she found a way to fashion splints. Their supplies were scattered across the grass, but although she'd sent multiple people to search for the medicine chest, it hadn't been recovered. The battered dropship was at the short end of the clearing, and for the first 15 minutes, the passengers had clustered around the smoldering wreckage, too scared and stunned to move more than a few shaky steps. But now they'd started milling around. Clark hadn't spotted Talia or Wells either, although she wasn't sure whether that made her more anxious or relieved. Maybe he was off with Glass. Clark hadn't seen her on the dropship, but she had to be here somewhere. "How does that feel?" Clark asked, returning her attention to wrapping the swollen ankle of a pretty, wide-eyed girl with a frayed red ribbon in her dark hair. "Better," she said, wiping her nose with her hand, unintentionally smearing blood from the cut on her face. Clark had to find real bandages and antiseptic. They were all being exposed to germs their bodies had never encountered, and the risk of infection was high. "I'll be right back." Clark flashed her a quick smile and rose to her feet. If the medicine chest wasn't in the clearing, that meant it was probably still in the dropship. She hurried back to the still-smoking wreck, walking around the perimeter as she searched for the safest way to get back inside. Clark reached the back of the ship, which was just a few meters from the tree line. She shivered. The trees grew so closely together on this side of the clearing, their leaves blocked most of the light, casting intricate shadows on the ground that scattered when the wind blew. Her eyes narrowed as they focused on something that didn't move. It wasn't a shadow. A girl was lying on the ground, nestled against the roots of a tree. She must have been thrown out of the back of the dropship during the landing. Clark lurched forward and felt a sob form in her throat as she recognized the girl's short, curly hair and the smattering of freckles on the bridge of her nose. Talia. Clark hurried over and knelt beside her. Blood was gushing from a wound on the side of her ribs, staining the grass beneath her dark red, as if the earth itself were bleeding. Talia was breathing, but her gasps were labored and shallow. "It's going to be okay," Clark whispered, grabbing onto her friend's limp hand as the wind rustled above them. "I swear, Talia, it's all going to be okay." It sounded more like a prayer than a reassurance, although she wasn't sure who she was praying to. Humans had abandoned Earth during its darkest hour. It wouldn't care how many died trying to return.